राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरी वरदारी। जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरी वरदारी। यशोदा नंदन व्रज जनरंजना यशोदा नंदन व्रज जनरंजना यमुना तीरवन चारी यमुना तीरवन चार यमुना तीरवन चारी यमुना तीरवन। जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरि वरदारी। जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरि वरदारी। यशोदा नंदन व्रज जनरंजना यशोदा नंदन व्रज जनरंजना यमुना तीरवन चारी यमुना तीरवन चारी। जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरि वरदारी। जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरि वरदा। जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरि वरदारी। जय राधा माधव हरि गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरि। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम राम हरे हरे। कृष्णा कृष्णा हरे 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 राम राम। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा राम रामा हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा 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 हरे हरे। जय राधा वृंदावन बिहारी राधा वृंदावन बिहारी राधे। जय राधा मदन मोहन ललिता देवी राधा मदन मोहन ललिता देवी। जय गिरिराज महाराज गिरिराज महाराज गिरिराज महाराज। जय गिरिराज महाराज जय जय प्रभुपाद 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 जय जय प्रभुपाद 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 जय जय गुरुदेव 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 जय जय गुरुदेव గౌర ప్రేమనంది హరినామ సంకీర్తనకి జయ శిల ప్రభుపాదకి జయ అనంతకోటి వైష్ణవ వృందకి జయ నితాయ గౌర ప్రేమనంది రీడింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ రీడింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం క్యాంటో 4 చాప్టర్ నంబర్ 24 వర్స్ నంబర్ 52 పాదాశరద్పద్మపలాశరుచిషా పదాశరద్పద్మపలాశరుచిషా నకద్యుదీనోంతరగం విదుమ్త అగం విదున్వత నకద్యుతీర్ణో అంత అగం విదున్వత ప్రదర్శయస్వివం అపస్తసాద్వశం ప్రదర్శయస్వీయం అపస్తసాద్వశం పదం గురు మార్గ గురుస్తపో జుషం జుషా పదం గురు మార్గ గురు గురుస్తపో జుషా పాదాశరత్ పద్మ పలాశరుచిషా నకద్యుదీర్ణో అంతరగం విదున్వత ప్రదర్శయ స్వీయమపస్తసాద్వశం పదం గురు మార్గ గురుస్తమోజుషా పదాశరత్ పద్మ పలాశరుచిషా నకద్యుదీర్ణో అంతరగం విదున్వత ప్రదర్శయ స్వీయమపాస్తసాద్వశం పదం గురు మార్గ గురుస్తమోజుషా పదాశరత్ పద్మ పలాశరుచిషా నకద్యుదీర్ణో అంతరగం విదున్వత ప్రదర్శయ స్వీయమపాస్తసాదసం పదం గురు మార్గ గురుస్తమోజుషా పదాశరత్ పద్మ పలాశరుచిషా నకద్యుదీర్ణో అంతరగం విదున్వత ప్రదర్శయ స్వీయమపాస్తసాద్వశం Padam Guru Marga Guru Stamojusham. Padasharat Padma Palasharochisham. Nakadutirantaraham Vidunvata. Pradarsaya Sviyam Apasa Sadvasam. Guru Marga Guru Tamo. This is Radham Devan Vyari Bhavanike. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace is Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Translation: My dear Lord, your two lotus feet are so beautiful that they appear like two blossoming petals of the lotus flower which grows during the autumn season. Indeed, the nails of your lotus feet emanate such a great effulgence that they immediately dissipate all the darkness in the heart of the conditioned soul. My dear Lord, kindly show me that form of yours which always dissipate all kinds of darkness in the heart of a devotee. My dear Lord, you are the supreme spiritual master of everyone. Therefore, all conditioned soul covered with the darkness of ignorance can be enlightened by you as a spiritual master. Purport. Lord Shiva has thus described the bodily features of the Lord authoritatively. Now he wants to see the lotus feet of the Lord. When a devotee wants to see the transcendental form of the Lord, he begins his meditation on the Lord's body by first looking at the lotus feet of the Lord. Srimad Bhagavatam is considered to be the transcendental sound form of the Lord, and the 12 cantos are divided into accordance with the transcendental form of the Lord. First two cantos, Srimad Bhagavatam, are called two lotus feet of the Lord. It is therefore suggested by the Lord Shiva that one should first try to see the lotus feet of the Lord. This also means that if one is serious about Srimad Bhagavatam, he must begin by seriously studying the first and second cantos. The beauty of the Lord's lotus feet of the Lord is compared to the petals of the lotus flower, which grows in the autumn season. By the nature's law, in the autumn, dirty or muddy waters of the rivers and lakes become very clean. At that time, the lotus flower growing in the lakes appear very bright and beautiful. The lotus flower itself compared to the lotus feet of the Lord, and petals are compared to the nails of the feet of the Lord. The nails of the feet of the Lord are very bright, and Brahma Samhita testifies Ananda Chinmaya Sadujvala Vigrahasya. Every limb of the transcendental body of the Lord is made of Ananda Chinmaya Sadujvala. The very limb is eternally bright. As sunshine dissipates the darkness of this material world, the effulgence emanating from the body of the Lord immediately dries up the darkness in the heart of the conditioned soul. In other words, everyone serious about understanding the transcendental science and seeing the transcendental form of the Lord must first of all attempt to see the lotus feet of the Lord by studying the first and second cantos of Srimad Bhagavatam. When one sees the lotus feet of the Lord, all kinds of doubts and fear within the heart are vanquished. Srimad Bhagavatam, it is said that in order to make a spiritual progress, one must become fearless. Abhayam sattva samsiddhi. Fearless is the result of material involvement. It is also said in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhayam dvitiya abhinivesatasyat. Fearless is creation of the bodily conception of life. As long as one absorbed in the thought of the he is material body, he is fearful. And as soon as one is freed from the material conception, he becomes Brahmabhuta, self-realized, and immediately becomes fearless. Brahmabhuta prasannatma. Without being fearless, one cannot be joyful. The bhaktas and devotees The bhaktas, the devotee, are fearless and always joyful because they constantly engage in the service of the lotus feet of the Lord. It also say that evam prasanna manaso bhagavat bhakti yogataha bhagavat tattva vijnanam mukta sangasya jayate. By practicing Bhagavad Bhakti Yoga, one becomes fearless and joyful. Unless one becomes fearless and joyful, he cannot understand the signs of the God. Bhagavat Tattva Vijnanam Mukta Sangasya Jayate. This verse refers to those who are completely liberated from the fearless of this material world. When one is so liberated, he can really understand the transcendental future of the form of the Lord. Lord Shiva therefore advises everyone to practice Bhagavad Bhakti Yoga, as will be clear in the following verse. By doing so, one can become really liberated and enjoy spiritual bliss. It is also said, Om Ajnana Dimirandasya Gyananjana Salakaya Shakshuru Melitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. The Lord is Supreme Spiritual Master. The bona fide representative of the Supreme Lord is also the Spiritual Master. The Lord form within the enlightens the devotees by the effulgence of the nails of his lotus feet. And his representative, the spiritual master, enlightens from without. Only by thinking of the lotus feet of the Lord and always thinking of the spiritual master's advice can one advance in spiritual life and understand Vedic knowledge. Yasya deva para bhaktir yata deve tata guru tasaiva kadita hiyartha prakashante mahatmanah. Thus the Vedas enjoin that for one who has unflinching faith in the lotus feet of the Lord as well as the spiritual masters, the real import of Vedic knowledge can be revealed. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Shakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Katamayam Tadadisva Padandikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuda Patakamalam Sri Gurum Vaishnavamsha Sri Rupam Sagarjatam Sagagana Raghunathan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sagitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sagagana Lilitan Sri Vishakan Vitamcha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Kopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanjana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sude Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Pancha Kalpatarubhyasya Kripa Sindhupyevacha Patitanam Pavanepyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitinamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavati Pashatyadeshatarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadara Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. Before this sloka, there are two slokas. Just we read out the sloka. After that, we'll come to this discussion. Purareka samvigna vali valgu dalodaram prati sanka sankramayad vishvam nabhya varta gabiraya. The Lord's abdomen is very beautiful due to three ripples in the flesh. Being so round, his abdomen resembles the leaf of a banyan tree. And when he exhales and inhales, the movement of ripples appear very, very beautiful. The coils within the navel of the Lord are so deep that it appears that the entire universe sprouted of it and yet began wishes to go back. శ్యామశ్రోణి అభిరుచిష్ణు దుకుల స్వర్ణమేకలం సమచారు అంగ్రి జంగూరు నిఘ్న జాను సుదర్శనం. ద లోవర్ పార్ట్ ఆఫ్ ద లార్డ్స్ వేస్ట్ ఈస్ డార్క్ అండ్ కవర్డ్ విత్ ఎల్లో గార్మెంట్ అండ్ బెల్ట్ బినెక్టెడ్ విత్ అ గోల్డెన్ ఎంబ్రాయిడరీ వర్క్. హీస్ సిమెట్రికల్ లోటస్ ఫీట్ అండ్ క్లౌస్ thighs and joints of his legs extraordinarily beautiful. Indeed, Lord's entire body appears to be well built. Okay, Hare Krishna. This is a very beautiful section of Srimad Bhagavatam. Describes the beauty of Lord's beautiful, wonderful Sachidananda Rupa. Especially here, Lord Shiva, who is a Mahajan, is describing the Lord's beauty. Etadhyatura chittana matra sparshaya chayamuhu babasindu plavo drushto hari charyanu varnanam. It is a glories of Srimad Bhagavatam. By just hearing etadhyatura chittana, this material world is full of chinta. There are different anxieties we have. Matra sparshaya chaya muhu. Senses and sense enjoyment, we are into it. Because of that, chinta. Ichaya muhu. Because of the so many desires. Bhava sindhu plavo drishto. Haricharyanu varnanam. The discussion about the Supreme Lord becomes the boat. Whoever travels in the boat, easily we can cross over this Bhava Sindhu. That is why the discussion, Machitta Madgada Prana Bodhayanta Parasparam. When we discuss about the Machitta Madgada Prana Bodhayanta Parasparam, when we discuss among the devotees the pastimes of the Lord, that enlivens our heart. Samsara dava dhanalila loka. This samsara so difficult to cross over. But just hearing about the Supreme Lord's pastime, the Bhava Sindhu, easily can cross over. Like if he's a drunkard, is there. It's difficult for him to cross the street. He may not walk fast, you know. He may not walk straight. What to talk about the crossing the road? It's a highway. Very difficult to cross over. But the Bhagavatam describes that hearing the pastimes of the Lord, Hari Matta, just drinking the pastimes of the Lord, that devotee, Magna Chitta, his Chitta become drowned in the pastimes of the Lord, easily cross over. That is the glories of Haricharyanu Varnanam. Etad dihatu rachittanam. But who are not hearing the pastimes, their heart is bewildered by this type of allurements of Maya, allurements of sense gratification, allurements of sense objects. That's why his Bhagavatam is recommending that again and again, we drown ourselves in the pastimes of the Lord. Hari Magna Chitta. Just hearing the pastime, we can forget this. Because these problems in this material world cannot be solved. Because Lord Himself named this material world is a Dukkalayam Ashashvatam. That's why we have to allure from this material world by hearing and discussing Machitta Madgata Prana Bodhayanta Parasparam. That is the glories of discussing about Srimad Bhagavatam and Lord's pastime. Here we know that the 12 Mahajans, Swayambhu Narada Shambhu Kumaro Kapilo Manuhu Pralado Janako Bhishmo Balir Vaya Saki Vayam. These 12 Mahajans, what they discuss? Bhagavata Dharma. When we hear the Bhagavata Dharma from these great Mahajans, then what happens? We will attain the supreme abode. Very difficult to understand. Guhyam, Vishuddham, Durbodham. These three qualities mentioned. Whatever these Mahajans discuss, very secret. Raja Vidya, Raja Guhyam, Pavitram Itam Uttamam. This Raja Guhyam, they're discussing among the greatest devotees, like Prachetas and Lord Shiva. Machitta, Madgada, Prana, Bodhayanda, Prasa, like that. This discussion, Raja Vidya, Raja Guhyam, this is a secret among all secret. Vishuddham, this is the purest among all pure knowledge, discussing about the Supreme Lord. Durbodham, difficult to understand. Lord has form, he doesn't have form. Lord is very small, Lord is very vibhu. If we hear the Upanishad statements, it's so bewildering. We cannot understand who is the Supreme Lord, how he looks, what he likes, what he dislikes, how to approach the Supreme Lord. It's very difficult to understand. That's why here, Durbodham. Even intelligent people also get bewildered by reading this. But when we hear directly from these Mahajans, Swayambhu, Narada, Sambhu, Kumaro, Kapilo, Manu, Pralado, Janako, Bhishmo, Valirvayasakhi, Vayam. It's a very, we can understand who is the Supreme Lord, what is the relationship between Lord and myself, what is this material world, what is the process to go to his abode. Yam Nyatva Amrutam Ashnute. Amrutam Ashnute means we can attain that supreme abode where this Janma Mrityu Jara Vyadi, this material world is this full of Janma Mrityu Jara Vyadi. We will Amrutam Ashnute. It's an eternal, blissful, Anandamaya abode we will achieve. That is the importance of hearing from the Mahajans. Tadaiva chanye naraloka vira yaghavate yaghave krishna mukaravindam netrai pibanto nayanabhiramam parthastaputa padamal purasya. This is what happened in the Kurukshetra. In Kurukshetra, Lord Arjuna shooting the arrows, millions of arrows shooted by Arjuna. What happened to the soldiers? They went back to God. By shooting the arrows, by receiving the arrows from the devotee of Krishna, Arjuna, their life become purified. Their all sinful reactions become purified. They become pure. After becoming pure, by seeing the beauty of the Supreme Lord, he's so enchanting, so mesmerized by the captured by the Lord's beauty and character. They went back to Godhead. Amrutam Asnute. That is a contact with the devotees. When the Putana was killed by Supreme Lord Krishna, he was a three day old boy. When her body was burning, what type of smell came? Agru. The most mesmerizing sound, smell in this material world is agru. And that when Putana body contact with Supreme Lord, her body becomes so pure and so fragrant. Like that, anybody want to marry or want to have a relationship with anyone in this material world, we feel like he should be very famous, he should be a very rich man, he should be a very powerful, he should be so famous. We like to have a friendship or a relationship with that type of person. If you want to have that type of relationship, we can have a relationship with Krishna here. That is why Haricharyanu Varnanam, it transforms our life, transforms our the material connection. Etadhi Athura Chittanam, this bewildered by this material sense gratification, by hearing this Lord's beauty, Lord's glories, our developing, by hearing, repeatedly hearing these glories, அவர் ஹார்ட் பிகம் அட்ராக்டட் டு தட் பர்சனாலிட்டி அண்ட் வி டெவலப் ரிலேஷன்ஷிப் வித் த சுப்ரீம் லார்ட். தட் இஸ் அ க்ளோரி எக்ஸ்பிளைன் ஹியர். ஈவன் லார்ட் சிவா அண்ட் பிரம்மா தே ஆல்சோ வாண்டட் டு அச்சீவ் திஸ். ஹிஸ் லோட்டஸ் ஃபீட், ஹிஸ் த சுப்ரீம் தர்ஷன், தட்ஸ் வை லார்ட் சிவா இஸ் ஹேங்கரிங் ஃபார் இட். ஐ வாண்ட் டு சீ தேட் பியூட்டிஃபுல் சுப்ரீம் லார்ட். ஹிஸ் ஹேங்கரிங்ஸ் இஸ் கம்மிங் ஆஸ் அ ஸ்லோகா ஹியர். ஹியர் யூனோ இன் விருந்தாவன் வி சீ தட் லார்ட் சிவா ப்ரேயிங் டு சுப்ரீம் லார்ட் ஸ்ரீ கிருஷ்ணா, ஐ வாண்ட் டு பிகம் அ மவுண்டன், ஆன் டாப் ஆஃப் மை மவுண்டன் யூ கம் அண்ட் ரிசைட், பை தட் ஐ வில் பி பியூரிஃபைடு. தட் இஸ் வை ஹி பிகம் அ நந்தேஸ்வர் பர்வத், நந்தேஸ்வர் ஹில், இந்த டாப் ஆஃப் தேட் நந்தகிராம் கிருஷ்ணா அண்ட் ஹிஸ் ஃபேமிலி கம்ஸ் அண்ட் லீவ்ஸ். ஈவன் இன் பர்சனா வி சீ தட் பான்கட், தான்கட், மான்கட், ஆல் திஸ் த்ரீ மவுண்டன்ஸ் கன்சிடர் அஸ் அ லார்ட் பிரம்மாஸ் மவுண்டன். அண்ட் ஹீ இஸ் ப்ரேயிங் தட் யூ கம் அண்ட் ரிசைட் இன் டாப் ஆஃப் மை யூனோ ஹேல் ஹில், தென் ஐ வில் பி பியூரிஃபைட் பை த ரிசீவிங் த லோட்டஸ் டஸ்ட் ஆஃப் யுவர் டிவோட்டீஸ். லைக் தட் சிவா அண்ட் பிரம்மா ஆல் டெமிகாட்ஸ் ஹேங்கரிங் ஃபார் திஸ் லோட்டஸ் ஃபீட், வி கெட் டு சீ தட் சூப் லோட்டஸ் ஃபீட். தேயம் சதா பரிபவ கணம் அபிஷ்டதூகம் தீர்த்தாஸ்பதம் சிவ விரிஞ்சினுதம் சரண்யம் பிரத்யார்த்திஹம் பிரணத பாலபவாப்திபூதம் வந்தே மகாபுருஷதே சரணாரவிந்தம். ஹூ டசின் வாண்ட் டு அட்டைன் திஸ் லோட்டஸ் ஃபீட்? சத்தியம் திசதி அர்த்தித்தம் அர்த்தித்தோன்னுனாம் நைவார்த்ததிம் அர்த்தித்தாம் இதக இச்சாபிதானாம் நிஜபால பத பல்லவம். வாட் எவர் வி லைக்ஸ் ஆர் வாட் எவர் யூனோ வி ஹேங்கரிங் ஃபார் இட், Krishna fulfills that desire. And after that, he gives his lotus feet. His lotus feet are like Kalpa Vruksha. Whatever desires we have, everything it can be fulfilled. And we will not have any other material desire henceforth. Krishna gives that type of lotus feet and which can fulfill all our akama, sarva kama, va, moksha kama, udharati. Whatever desire. He can fulfill all the desires, and addition to that, you know, if you purchase this, and you will get this. This is like a discount, Navaratri discount. Navaratri is coming. Navaratri discount. This is a discount. You buy this, you will get this. Like that, Krishna is saying, I will fulfill all your desires, and apart from that, I will give my lotus feet, which can fulfill all your future desires also. All your future desires, and you will not have any other material desires also henceforth. Krishna can give this type of lotus feet. That's why Lord Shiva and Brahma, not only Shiva and Brahma, Tirtha, all the devotees hankering for Brityartiham, it can destroy Arti, Prapannartihara. Krishna's one more name is Prapanna Artihara, who has surrendered souls, distress will be destroyed. Brityarthi, here also is mentioned that Brityarthi. Many people come to, temple, many people come to Supreme Lord. To what purpose? I need wealth, I need sufferings, I want to come out from these sufferings. That's why they come to temple. I want job, I want this, that. Many desires we have. It's not a bad thing to have a desire, but coming to the right source is a proper. That's why akama sarva kamova. You have desire, you don't have any desire. Please come and worship Supreme Lord. That is important. That's why either devotees, Shiva, Brahma, and all the devotees, everybody coming and taking shelter of the Lord. Deyam sada. That's why I want to meditate upon that charanaravindam, Purusha charanaravindam, paribhava ghanam abhishta doham. This is desired by the all people in the all 14 planetary system and unlimited universes. All the universes, all everybody praying for this lotus feet. வந்தே மகாபுருஷதி சரணாரவிந்தம். வை தேர் டிசைடிங் ஃபார் இட்? நூத்தம் சரண்யம் பிரித்யார்த்திகம் பிரணதபால. ஹி ப்ரொடெக்ட்ஸ் ஆல் த பீப்புள் ஹூ கம் அண்ட் சரண்டர் டு கிருஷ்ணா. ஈவன் லார்ட் ராம் வாஸ் சேயிங் இன் அந்த ராமாயணம், ஈவன் த ராவன் கம்ஸ் அண்ட் சரண்டர் டு மீ, ஐ வில் ப்ரொடெக்ட் ஹிம். தட் இஸ் அ க்ளோரி ஆஃப் சுப்ரீம் லார்ட். தட்ஸ் வாட் ஹேப்பன் டு பூதன் ஆல்சோ. தட்ஸ் வை ஆல் த பீப்புள், all the voted planetary system people, they wanted to surrender to this glorious lotus feet. It can give shelter. Yesterday also Hemarup Chaitanya Prabhu described that how Kapila Dev's descriptions, one of the very glorious description in Srimad Bhagavatam, that describing the different parts of the Supreme Lord is glorified in the very beautiful manner. That's why we will recite this sloka also. You all know that. Sanchintayet bhagavata charana ravindam vajrankushadvijasaroruhalanchanadyam uttungarakta vilasannaka chakravala joshnadibiragata mahathridayantakaram. Mahathridayantakaram. What was discussed in the previous verse? This can destroy Hridayantakaram. What is that Hridayantakaram? The ignorance. Avidya, Asmita, Raha, Dvesha, Abhiniveshita. These are the ignorance. Because of the ignorance, we don't know who we are. Who am I? I may be engineer or doctor. Prabhupada says that you may be something, but you don't know yourself who you are. Hridayantakaram. Even though, we think that I'm in the sunlight, I don't have any andhakar. I'm not in darkness. But we may be like that, but we don't know who we are. Why I came here? What is the purpose of my life? After death, where I will go? What is this prakriti? Why some people are rich? Why some people are poor? why some people are angahin? There are so many things we don't know in this material world. This is a beginning of ignorance. Because of that ignorance, that ignorance can be destroyed by meditating upon the Supreme Lord's lotus feet. Sanchintayet Bhagavata Charanaravindam. That Charanaravindam is marked with the beautiful marks. Vajra, Ankusha, Dvija, Saruruha, Lanchanadyam. Vajra means Vajrayut. Ankusha means goat, elephant control ring rod. Saroruha, the lotus footprint, Lanchanadyam. Uttunga Rakta Vilasan, in the Lord's toenails, like a moons, which is emanating from the toenails, that can destroy Hridayantakaram. Joshnadibir, that josh, that julan, that light, it can destroy the Hridayantakaram. That's why Kapila Dev is suggesting that we should meditate upon this lotus feet. It can destroy Hridayantakaram. As we discussed in the previous sloka, that how Lord Shiva and Brahma and the pure devotees and all the people in this 14 planetary system hankering to have darshan of this lotus feet. Shiva means auspiciousness. Who bestow auspiciousness in his devotees, that's why he is Shiva. But the Shiva receive the mercy from the charanamrit of the Supreme Lord. Yachausha nishtishta sharira pravoradakena teetena mudani adhikritena shivo shivo bhut dhyayur manashyamala shaila nishtishta vajram தியாயே சிரம் பகவத சரணாரவிந்தம் சமல சைல நிஷ்ட வஜ்ரம். We have taken many births. We have accumulated many amounts of karma. if you put all the credits, whatever the karma, whatever the sinful activities we have performed, if you accumulate, and it will become a big mountains. That mountains will be destroyed. Like a vajra fails in the, you know, in the mountain, it becomes powder. Like dhyatur mana shamala shaila nishrishta vajram. By just meditating on the Lord's lotus feet, the mountains of sins will be destroyed within a fraction of a second. That lotus feet's charanamrit is hankered and wanted to received by the Lord Shiva himself. Yet chaucha nishrishta sari pravarodakena. The Ganges emanate from the Lord's lotus feet. Tirtha. That charanamrit wanted to received by the Lord Shiva, and that's why Lord Shiva received Ganges water first, and he was giving Mahatirth to us. And that is the glory of Lord's lotus feet. When Lord Ram was taken away by Vishwamitra, he took Lord Ram to his forest, and he killed Tataka and Subahu, Maricha, all these demons. After that, Lord Ram told that, you know, I came, whatever you want me to do, I have done my job. Shall I leave now? No. We will go one more place. That is called Mithila. Just reaching Mithila, there was one forest, dense forest. There was full of dusty and full of bushes. It's not meant for people can live there and practice devotion service or any type of practice. But Ram was a small boy, Vishwamitra taking him to that forest. And Lord Ram stepped on one step in the thatch hat roof house. And by touching of the lotus feet of Lord Ram, that stone become Ahalya. And just by touch of the Lord's lotus feet, the stone also can become woman. And that is what the boatman, what is his name? Guha says that, Ari, your lotus feet touches the stone, that become woman. If your lotus feet touches my boat, what will happen to my boat? That's what he says. That is we know the story that how Ahalya was cursed and she become a stone. Immediately, just by contacting with the Lord's touch of the lotus feet, all sinful reaction will be destroyed. That's what we discuss. Samala Shaila Nishrishta Vajram. The mountains of sins will be destroyed like a vajra. Janudvayam jala jalochanaya jananya lakshmya kilasya suravandita vidatu uro nidaya karapallavarochishayat samlalitam hriti vibhor abhavasya kuryat. This is desired by Lord Shiva and Brahma, all the devotees. Lakshmiji doesn't want to leave that lotus feet. Always wanted to remain in that lotus feet, which will be adored by all the people. Janu dvayam jala jalochanaya. Jala jalochanaya. Jalaja means lotus. Jala jalochanaya. One who has a lotus side. Jananya. One who appeared. Lakshmya kilasya sura vanditaya vidathu. Lakshmi. Even all the devatas, all the people wanted to have Lakshmiji. That Lakshmiji wanted to have association of Lord's lotus feet. Uro nidhaya karapallavarochishayat samlalitam hriti vibhor abhavasya kuryat. Always she massaging the lotus feet. We just read, what is the glories of Lord's, navel and Lord's thigh and Lord's knee, and we will read that glories also. Uru suparna bhujayor abhishobhamano ujo niti ashtashika kushumavabhasau व्यालम्बिपीतवरवाच शिवर्तमान काञ्चीकलापपरिरम्बि नितम्बबिम्बम् ऊरु सुपर ऊरु मीन्स् तै तै आफ् द सुप्रीम् लार्ड् इस् आल्वेस् क्यारीड् बै गरुड्जि दट् पवर्फुल् तै विल् बि रेस्टेड् आन् द गरुड्जीस् बेक् ऊरु ऊरु सुपर्णभुजयोर् अभिशोभमानो वेरि वेरि ब्यूटिफुल् शोभमानो ओजो निधि इवन् अवर् अत्रि प्रभु केम् अण्ड् हि वास् डिस्क्रैबिङ्ग् इन् अवर् ब्रह्मचारी क्लास् देट् द पवर् आफ् अ मेन् इस् देर् इन् द थैस् आफ् द मेन् आल् द पवर्स् आर् इन् द थै दट्स् वै ओजो निधि ओजो मीन्स् आट् इस् सो पवर्फुल् दट् इस् ओजो निधि दट् आल् द पवर् इस् देर् इन् द लार्ड्स् थै ओजो निधि अथ शिखा कुसुमा बबासु व्यालम्बि पीत भर लार्ड् इस् वियरिङ्ग् दट् पिताम्बरधारी आफ्टर् काञ्ची कलाप परिरम्बित नितम्ब बिम्बं लार्ड् इस् हेविङ्ग् अ ब्यूटिफुल् रेड् कलर् वेस्ट् क्लात् दट् इस् इन् द दिस् इस् अ ग्लोरीस् आफ् द सुप्रीम् लार्ड् वेन् devotees also wanted to have this beauty and always meditate upon this beauty. Actually yesterday many devotees were describing of the different pastime of the devotees. I also remembered this. And one of the Alvar, Tirumalshi Alvar, he comes and he wanted to have darshan. Like how Lord Shiva is singing the beautiful form of the Lord. And Tirumalshi Alvar also comes and stands in front of the Lord and he was glorifying. He was glorifying different limbs of the Lord. How you are so beautiful. Pachai Mamali Pol Meni, Pavlavai Kamalachangan, Achuta Amararere, Ayurtham Kulundevi Ennum, Achuvai Thaviraiyanpo Indra Lokamalam, Achuvai Peridham Vendi, Arangamanagarullanen. This is a song he sings in Ranganath. His body, limbs, how he is greenish in color and how his lotus eyes are and like a lotus petals, Pabalavai Kamalachangan, his lips are how beautiful. He was basically was describing all the glories of the beauty of the Supreme Lord. After that, he says that Ichuvai Thavirayanpo Indra Lokamala. Even if you give me the Indra's abode, I doesn't want that. I wanted to release Haricharyanu Varnanam. Always I want to glorify your beauty. That's what he says that. And after glorifying that Lord, he comes to another temple and he starts praying and like this he is glorifying the Supreme Lord. After that, in the Alvar says that, I am glorifying Lord, you are not reciprocating. Are you awake or not? Are you sleeping in Ananta Shayana? Ananta gives a very comfortable seat for you to rest. Are you hearing my prayers or not? If you are hearing, please get up and hear my glories. Hear your glories, which is sang by myself. Or acknowledge me. At least reciprocate some acknowledging or something. You know, how I understand you are receiving, you are hearing my glories. That's why Lord gets up. I'm not lying down. I'm hearing your glories also, your offerings. Lord gets up. That is why in the temple, Lord is called Uttana Shayi. He is lying down, but he is getting up also. That's why, getting up and sleeping posture. Who can do it? Nobody can do it. He can only do it. Uttana. Uttana means getting up. Shayi means lying down. Either he is getting up, either he is lying down. Lord is in that posture for him, for the devotee. No, I am hearing your offerings. Lord Vishnu has a lotus navel. In that lotus navel, the lotus sprouts. And the lotus, on the top of the lotus, Brahmaji appears. Lord is having all the polity 14 planetary system on that navel, on the lotus. And the lotus is thinking, looking down. How the very beautiful navel it is. I just came out. Let me go in. It's always that sprout, that lotus wanted to go back. And by attractive, like how the iron is attracted by the magnet. Like that, the lotus is feeling that, let me wanted to be attracted by the navel of the lotus navel, and I go back. Like that, later, lotus is thinking. Nabi hridayam, nabi hridam bhuvana kosha gadodharastam yatratma yoni dishashana kila loka padmam vyudham hari mani varsha stanayo ramusya dhyaye dvayam vishadahara mukaya gauram. The navel like a lake, the beautiful moon like navel, the navel like a lake, the lotus came out. It's holding all the three worlds. Guha foundation of the all the three worlds. Situated in the Lord's Brahma. This like a Lord's body is like a emerald. Padmam sprang out. Want most exquisite nipple. Is the beauty of the Lord's navel.
ఏతన్నిర్విద్యమానానాం ఇచ్ఛతామహుతో భయం యోగినా నిర్పనిర్ణీతం హరేర్నామానుకీర్తనం.
దిస్ టైప్ ఆఫ్ గ్లోరియస్ సుప్రీం లార్డ్ ఇస్ దిస్ ఇస్ ద బ్యూటీ ఆఫ్ సుప్రీం లార్డ్. ఏతాన్ నిర్విద్యమానానాం, వన్ హూ హ్యాస్ అ డిజైర్, వన్ హూ డజన్ హ్యావ్ ఎనీ డిజైర్, నిర్విద్యమానానాం హూ డజన్ హ్యావ్ ఎనీ డిజైర్, ఇచ్ఛతాన్ వన్ హూ హ్యాస్ ఆల్ సార్ట్ ఆఫ్ ఇచ్ఛత ఈ డిజైర్స్, అకుతో భయం, దే టేక్ షెల్టర్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ సుప్రీం లార్డ్, హీ విల్ బీ ఫ్రీడ్ ఫ్రమ్ ఆల్ టైప్ ఆఫ్ డౌట్స్ అండ్ ఫియర్. టుడేస్ పర్పోర్ట్ ఆల్సో ప్రభుపాద్ ఎలాబరేట్లీ వాజ్ డిస్కసింగ్ అబౌట్ ద ఫియర్. ద ఫియర్ ఈజ్ అ కాజ్, ఇస్ అ బాండేజ్. బికాస్ ఆఫ్ బాండేజ్ వీ హ్యావ్ ఫియర్. Just continuing our fear, we will be continually entangled in this material world. That is why Harer Namanu Kirtanam, when we hear the Lord's glories and when we chant Lord's holy name, we will be akuto abhayam. We will be abhayam. Abhayam. Lord gives abhayam.
Atastvam ashino brahman పరమాత్మాన్ విపశ్చితాం విశ్వం రుద్రభయస్తం కుతశ్చిత్ భయ భయాగతి.
ద రుద్ర, ఐ జస్ట్ రీడ్ ద ట్రాన్స్లేషన్, ఈస్ అ వెరీ బ్యూటిఫుల్. ఆల్దో ద ఎంటైర్ యూనివర్స్ ఈస్ అఫ్రైడ్ ఆఫ్ లార్డ్ రుద్ర, హీ హూ ఈజ్ ద అనిగిలేటర్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ మెటీరియల్ వరల్డ్, హూ అల్టిమేట్లీ అనిగిలేట్స్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్, ద రుద్ర. ఫార్ ద లర్న్ డివోటీస్, యు ఆర్ ఫియర్లెస్ డెస్టినేషన్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్. We are fearless. I don't have any fear. I'm here. I'm fine. What is that? If you give me the Swarga, if you give me a Naraka, that pure devotee is always happy. That's why that they are not afraid of that Kala, the Kala Rupa of Rudra, which can annihilate. He doesn't see, doesn't discriminate anything, destroys everything. That is Rudra. Afraid of Rudra. The entire universe is afraid of this type of Rudra. But devotees doesn't fear because they always having the shelter of the Supreme Lord.
Yatpada pangaja palacha vilasa bhaktya karma shayam grititam udgradayanti santa తద్వన్న రిక్తమతయో యతయో విరుద్ధ శ్రోతో గణాస్తమరణం భజవాసుదేవం. కర్మాశ్రయం ఉద్గ్రతయంతి సంత,
ఈవెన్ ఇఫ్ యూ దిస్ కర్మాశ్రయం, దిస్ నాట్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ కర్మ, హౌ ఇట్ విల్ బి ఉద్గ్రతయంతి సంత, దట్స్ ప్రాక్టీసింగ్ అబౌట్ ద డివోషన్ సర్వీస్. యత్ పాద పంకజ పలాస విలాస భక్త్యా, జస్ట్ మెడిటేటింగ్ అబౌట్ ద సుప్రీం లార్డ్స్ లోటస్ ఫీట్, దిస్ గ్రంథ గ్రథితం, these hard knots will be destroyed. Whatever process we may be performing, karma, yoga, jnana, anything, but unless otherwise the person some limbs of devotional service practiced, he will attain his goal.
Shrutu Ganastamaranam Bhaja Vasudevam. I am chanting the glories of this Vasudev. Just we describe that why the Prabhupada also describing about the fear of this material world. Because we have bodily identification, we are fearful of what going to happen. Is it happening rightly or wrongly? The scientist in Canada, they researched why the people are in fear and how to overcome the fear. The fear is the cause of mind. And because of the mind, it imagines something. Even the small thing, you make it as a very big balloon. It will stand in front of us. We can't see what is exist in the in front of us. That's what mind makes it. Whatever you give small things, that makes it very big balloon in front of us. That's why it hides our reality, misidentification. The scientists in Canada, they researched that and they played a movie. That movie is based on how people living in desert. Even though the outside temperature was very cold, the movie was such a way that it was showing that how people are suffering in the desert. They doesn't have water. It's so hot and everything. After the interval of the movie, people comes out and they wanted to have a cold food. They wanted to have ice cream. They wanted to have, just create the imagination. Even though the outside temperature is cold, but they wanted to have a ice cream, gulfi or something. That is the highest sale in the theaters. That's what the scientist identification, identified that the fear is created by the mind. Mind always think, what happened in the past, what will happen in the future. Lamenting for the past, anchoring for the future, illusion in the present. And that's what some people have fear because of the family tradition or situation. And one time Prabhupada was giving an interview in Delhi. That time Pakistan-India war was happening. The many people in the war, they're fighting for this freedom war. And that time, Prabhupada was giving interview in the one television channel. Just Prabhupada was speaking, the interview was happening in front of the camera, the current went off, light went off. That interview who is taking, he was saying that, Swamiji, why don't you explain to this Yaya Khan? Yaya Khan only creating all the disturbances. Yaya Khan is so powerful. Someone has to do something. Prabhupada was undisturbed. Even in the interview, light went off, everything. Prabhupada was undisturbed. He was saying that, why you are flattering Yaya Khan? You flatter Krishna. At least Krishna can help you somewhat. Why you are flattering Yaya Khan? I heard from one of the classes that in one of the multi-story building, the lift was not working properly. It was going very slow. The lift was going very slow. And everybody complained to that lift manufacturer, and the person came. Intelligently, what he did, he put all the mirror in the lifts, and nobody complained. lift is going very fast. We had to make it little slow. This is the bodily identification. It makes everything. That's why even in Bhagavatam, Bhayam ditiya abhinivesatasyat isha upetasya viparyayo smriti tanmayayato budabhajetvam bhaktyaikayesham gurudevadatma. Viparyaya apetasya viparyaya smriti. By the forgetfulness, we misidentified ourselves. This is the bhayam. This is what created by the fear. The misidentification only creating avidya, asmita, raga, dvesha, abhinivesh. Abhinivesh means the ultimate fear, the fear of death. How to overcome this fear? Surrendering to the Supreme Lord. Just taking shelter of the Supreme Lord. Developing the The devotion, that is the inner strength. The inner strength, we can overcome the outside struggle. Who is not fearful, that person is already taken the full shelter of the Supreme Lord. There is a different in the different types of fears also, imaginary fear, unexpectation, this also create fear. That's why scientists say that 96% of the fear is caused by the imaginary fear only. Just 4% only is actual fear. Okay, and just we'll come to the end. Yashyangri pankacharaja swapanam mahanto vanchanti humapatirivatma tavo tamo pasyati yarhi ambujaksha nalabet bhavat prasadam jagyamashun vrata krishan satajanma bishyat. Rukmini Devi, Rukmini ji writes this letter to Sri Krishna. End of that letter, she mentions this. Yashyangri pangacharaja swapanam mahanto. Oh, lotus eyed one, you are so beautiful. Your great souls like Lord Shiva hanker to bathe the dust of your lotus feet, which destroys the ignorance. The ignorance is called false ego. The false ego will be destroyed by Aniruddha, who is the worshipable Lord of Lord Shiva that we discussed in the previous class. If I cannot obtain your mercy, I simply give up my vital force. That's what, this is the land of, Maharashtra is land of Rukmini ji. Rukmini is praying like this, I simply give up my vital force, which will have become a weak form of a severe, I will perform severe penances. Then after hundreds of lifetime of endeavor, I may obtain your mercy. This is what prayed by Pranata Dehinam Papakarshanam Trinacharanugam Sriniketanam Panipanarpitam Tepadambujam Krunakucheshana Hrindi Hrichayam. Your lotus feet will destroy past sins, embodied souls who can surrender unto them. Those lotus feet follow after the cross. Trinacharanugam. Trina means the grass which is eaten by the cows. Sriniketanam. The Lord also, so Lord Lakshmi also wanted to have your lotus feet seva. Panipanarpitam teba jambujam. Since you once put those feet on the sarmat of Kaliya. Even Nagapatini prays that. What this Kaliya performed. What credit he has. What bank balance he has to receive this lotus feet in his hood. Kashyanu bhavosya nadeva vidmahe tavangri renu sparshadikarakah yadvanchaya sri lalana charattapo vihaya kama suchiram dhritavrata. What type of austerity, what he has done, he can receive the lotus feet of yours, which can destroy Samal Asylum, which can destroy the mountains of sins, which is hankered by the all the great souls. Okay, I'll just end with this one sloka, which can destroy all our fear in our heart. Uddhava says, Tasmad bhavantam anavadyamanantaparam sarvajnam ishvaram akunda vikunda tishnyam nirvanna diragham tu vijnabhi tapo narayanam narasakam charanam prabhate. Therefore, Lord, O Lord, feeling very of material life and torment by the distress, now I surrender unto you because you are the perfect master. You are unlimited, all-knowing Supreme Lord. Those spiritual abode in the Vaikuntha, free from all disturbances. In fact, you are known as Narayana, the true friend of all living entity. Voktaram, Yajatapasam, Sarvaloka Maheshwaram, Sukhrutam Sarvabhutanam, Nyatmama, Nyat Shanti Mrichati. Let us take shelter of the Supreme Lord. As yesterday that example was given, that we are sitting in the midst of the gold mine. We may not realize that there is a ignorance that will be destroyed by the taking shelter of the Lord's lotus feet. I hope, you know, I also pray to all of you that I can also meditate upon the Supreme Lord and realize that our fortunate condition, and always engage in the Lord's service. Thank you all very much. Sorry for the delay. Hare Krishna. గ్రంథరాజ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవత్ మహాపురాణికి జై శ్రీల ప్రభుపాదకి జై నితాయ గౌర ప్రేమానందే.